I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Andrea, and Andrea is a 45-year-old patient who presents to physical therapy with complaints of fluctuating muscle weakness, notably worsening towards the evening. The patient reports difficulty maintaining an upward gaze and a history of transient diplopia. No sensory deficits were reported. Which of the following conditions is most likely? So we have A, multiple sclerosis, B, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS, C, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and D is myasthenia gravis. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. A quick shout out and just thank you to everybody who's been following us on Instagram. We are growing rapidly on there, and I love creating the mini quizzes. So if you are someone who wants to be able to work on your speed of recall, definitely join us over on Instagram. I have some quizzes on there that help you to recall information faster. It's great practice for you. Join us over at The PT Hustle. All right. That's our handle, The PT Hustle. And last piece, I did get some people reaching out saying that we had a little technical issues with our medication list. And so what I've decided to do was to make sure that that medication list, all of that stuff is updated. And I'm giving that for free to everybody who purchases the cheat sheet bundle, all right? That is on the house. Anytime there's any type of technical issues or if you ever see anything going on with any PT Hustle products or services, please let myself and my team know. We pride ourselves in being a premium company that makes sure things are done right and done to the best so that you all can walk into this NPTE feeling confident that you're going to pass, all right? And so if you ever have anything, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to make it right and make sure that you get everything that you need to pass the NPTE. But for all my people who get the cheat sheet bundle, we made sure that there's an updated medication list that's in there, and that is completely on the house. Enjoy. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into this question. We have a 45-year-old patient who presents to physical therapy with complaints of fluctuating muscle weakness, notably worsening towards the evening. I'm going to go ahead and stop there on that first sentence. Remember, we want to read and reflect. That's one of the strategies that I give my top students. We always stop after the first sentence and make sure that we understand what it is that they gave us. So we got a 45-year-old patient. Well, that's important for the NPTE. The NPTE will give you demographic information, and that's supposed to guide you to the right answer. So what pathologies are more consistent with patients that tend to be between 20 to 40 or 40 years old? You know, those sorts of things can help us out here. So the patient is 45 years of age, complaints of fluctuating muscle weakness, notably worsening towards the evening. Okay, fluctuating muscle weakness. So it's muscle weakness that comes and goes, it looks like, and notably worsens towards the evening. Okay, keep that in mind. It says the patient reports difficulty maintaining an upward gaze, so looking upward, all right, and a history of transient diplopia, which means that come and go double vision. Okay, so I'm hearing a lot of fluctuations. I'm hearing a lot of come and go. So keep that in mind. It does say no sensory deficits were reported. And we know with a lot of neurological conditions, there are sensory deficits. So keeping that in mind. Now it says, which of the following conditions is most likely? This is coming down to a differential diagnosis question. So for my PTs listening in right now, we need to be able to pick out which neurological condition has the signs and symptoms that were stated in this question. That's really what it comes down to. Do you know signs and symptoms of these major neurological pathologies? So for those of you on the podcast, let's go through the answer choices again. We have A, multiple sclerosis. B, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS. C is Guillain-Barré syndrome, and D is myasthenia gravis. All right, which answer do you got? Lock that answer right now. Boom, what do we have? All right, let's go with A. A says multiple sclerosis. You know, as I'm looking at this answer choice, y'all know how I like to give my explanations. All right, so with multiple sclerosis, this does cause muscle weakness and diplopia. I can see why somebody selected this answer 100%. It does say that in the question. Now, one thing I will say about multiple sclerosis, well, let me ask you, does multiple sclerosis have sensory deficits, yes or no? You should be saying yes. Multiple sclerosis has central nervous system lesions, right, which create these sensory deficits. It also can come along with what is called Lermit's sign, or where you flex the neck and you get the electric-like shocks going down the spine. Well, here's the thing. In the question, it does say no sensory deficits were reported. So that's not really consistent with multiple sclerosis. So for now, I'm going to put an X next to that one. I know some of y'all selected that one. You're on the way to the clinic. You're like, multiple sclerosis. Hold on. I don't think that that's the best answer here. Let's go ahead and put an X next to it for now. Don't worry. We got some more to go. So B says amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Okay. Another name that they could use on the NPTE is, do you know? Lou Gehrig's. All right. So talk to me about this condition. Are you familiar with it? It's a big neurological condition you need to know for the exam. This condition, typically found in men, is going to have both upper and lower motor neuron signs and symptoms. So in the question here, am I seeing that? Am I seeing that it's spelling out, hey, the patient has both upper and lower motor neuron symptoms and it's progressive? In the question, I'm not seeing anything like that. I'm seeing fluctuating muscle weakness, gets worse at night, right? I'm seeing no sensory deficits were reported, which I know I would see in ALS. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get rid of B. It's just not likely to be the pathology. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to B. Let's take a look at C. C says Guillain-Barré. See, quite a few of you also got rid of this answer. I didn't like this one either. One of the major reasons is sensory deficits, right? So Guillain-Barré, I know, comes along with the glove stocking distribution, and then it's the progressive loss as it moves up the extremity. So there are sensory deficits along with motor deficits as well. So Guillain-Barré, it just doesn't fit what they have in the question because it clearly says no sensory deficits were reported. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of C. All right, let's take a look at D. D says myasthenia gravis, or you may see this as MG. Now, question for you. Does this have muscle weakness that's fluctuating, yes or no? The answer to that is yes, it does. Because this is a condition where, and I like to call it nerve ghosting, right? So it's a autoimmune condition where the muscles are ready to move. They are ready. However, they're not getting the nerve signal that they need in order to move. And so anytime this person does too much activity or is just overactive, what ends up happening is they have significant muscle fatigue. And this is due to an autoimmune condition that really affects the acetylcholine, ACH. Now, all of that to say, this person will have fluctuating muscle weakness. That's what I want you taking home. This person will also have notable worsening of that fatigue towards the evening. Why? Because that's when they've had a full day of being active, full day of moving around, and now their muscles are more likely going to be weak. Difficulty maintaining an upward gaze? Yes. A lot of ocular motor or eye movement function is going to be impaired with myasthenia gravis, including the double vision. So all of that fits with myasthenia gravis. But here is the main thing, and we needed to really use this, is no sensory deficits were reported. That is consistent with myasthenia gravis. Myasthenia gravis doesn't have sensory deficits, which makes this one an incredible answer choice. All right, so that leaves us with our final answer of D, myasthenia gravis. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something today. This was all about differentially diagnosing pathologies. And so what I did was I actually created a myasthenia gravis cheat sheet for you that has all of the major information that you need to know, the highlights for this condition, so you can study it really quickly and know it for the MPTE. I went ahead and dropped it in the show notes, the link to it. So go ahead and check that out, click it, and then you can go ahead and grab that cheat sheet. All right. And then for those of you who still haven't gotten our free Facebook group, we have a Facebook group where we're going over test strategy right now. So if you're somebody who feels like you have the content and you know the information, but you're still getting the questions wrong for some reason, you definitely need to join our Facebook group. That's where we're going over tips and tricks on how you can fix that problem, walk into the MPTE and crush it. Cool. All right. So that's www.mptegroup.com. So whether you're on Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.